Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you five topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and it is a victory Monday. So we ask the question, what was the best part of the Bears' 26-14 win over the Saints?
All right, I'm going to tell you what the best part about the Bears' 26-14 win over the New Orleans Saints yesterday. And I know it'd be easy to say, defense, but I think that we need to be a little bit more specific because that's probably the answer. I will be specific. There was a sequence in the second quarter which was just amazing. It looked fun. I wanted to be down on the field when this was happening. This is in the second quarter. The Bears are up 6-0. Kyler Gordon had a sack. Jaquan Brisker had a sack in this sequence, a loss of 9 after, by the way, Brisker had missed a sack, and I knew it. I was like, I know Brisker well enough to know that he was going to get his sack in that game. He got it. Then there was the 3rd and 28 Brisker roughing on that particular sequence as well. Hurt them. Then you had TJ Edwards. We're not talking about TJ much today, but he had a good game, and he had a near pick as well, a play where he went diving for the ball and missed it. But the finale, like you see the fireworks going off in the sky, was in that sequence, was Nashawn Wright with the pick, the 39-yard return, and that led to the DeAndre Swift 11-yard touchdown run. So you talk about the defense and the offense working in sequence together as they did some yesterday. I thought that that was a great sequence of plays right there. That was the best part of the game for me in the Bears' win over the Saints.
So you talked about a lot of things leading up to that best part. Mm-hmm. For me, it's when I look into the box score, because I know what my eyes saw. But I need the numbers to back up my eyes.
I love when you talk about your eyes.
When I look in the box score, Mark, and I see 40 carries for 222 yards as a team for the Chicago Bears, knowing that the quarterback wasn't the factor there and that he had 4 carries for negative 2 yards, and see a 5.6 per carry average. Remember I said, back on Friday, I was like, hey, if they can, you know, carry 4 yards a carry, I'll be good with that. But the 5.6 and the 40 carries for 222, that's the best part of this, because that's something you feel like you built on what happened against the Commanders. And now if you could take that and travel with it to Baltimore, you can control the game, because you can control the trenches. You could control the clock with time of possession. The best part of this is watching that offense with Caleb Williams being ineffective and inefficient as a quarterback throwing the football. It doesn't matter when you can just run the football and impose your will on another team's defense. And that's what the Bears did that I believe was the most important part of this win, and something that can go forward and be like, this is part of our identity. So I think that's definitely my favorite part of the 26-14 win.
And imagine what that running game will eventually do, what it is supposed to do for the passing game as well. That said, by the way, Chris Tannehill just came in here with his sick, slick starter jacket on that he's had for a few years, and he busted it out because, as he said, hey, the Bears are back. They're running the football, and they're playing defense.
Wait, they've arrived? They've arrived?
No, that's just the Bears. That's just a certain formula that resonates heavily with a big part of the population in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago.
Did you say the Bears are back? Everyone, Mark Grody, the Bears are back.
Yeah, Mark Grody said it.
Hey, I didn't say that, but that would not be the worst thing to have attached to my name. Like, I would not hate it.
Do you believe the Bears are back?
Mark Grody said the Bears are back.
Do you believe the Bears are back, Mark?
I mean, I think that the Bears have won four in a row, and things are looking really good, and I just want to see Caleb Williams catch up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I think that's fair.
Let's see it all be put together.
Number two.
Which is more sustainable from yesterday's game? The Bears' running game or their four takeaways on defense?
I think it's definitely the running game. I think Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. I think Dan Roschard knows what he's doing. I think the move of Theo Benedet to left tackle, even though he did have the two false starts and was getting manhandled at times by Chase Young, I think if you could survive that, you could survive anything. And so to know that that happened and they were still able to run the football like they wanted to, I have so much belief in Ben Johnson and his play calling and his scheming and his making everything different look the same and everything the same look different. I love what they were able to do with an inefficient Caleb Williams. Like, the effort's going to be there to try to take the ball away, but it's not going to happen every week. But I think that run game is something they're going to be able to lean on. That's one of the reasons why I said Caleb Williams to me right now is in this incubator where he's trying to figure things out with Ben Johnson as his guide, his Yoda to Luke Skywalker. And once he figures it out, it's all good for the Bears offense. So I think it's definitely the running game. That's more sustainable, and that's what I'm going to continue to believe in.
15 takeaways in four games is a number that is hard to keep up with. But what I will say about that is, yeah, there's going to be games, I know this is going to be shocking, where the Bears are probably going to have zero turnovers. But we know that at any time, and maybe even in bigger games as the season goes on, dare I say, if the Bears get to the playoffs, we know that this team is capable of having big, consequential turnovers. So I do think that there is something to that. Four turnovers a game, you cannot keep up. But as I said backstage, I'll take two. I'll even take one turnover a game. That's still pretty good. But you have the power to get four. That said, you are correct. The answer is it is more sustainable to think that the run game will continue to do this for a couple of reasons. We have obviously seen it over the last couple of weeks. Number two, Ben Johnson, it is on his resume. And yes, you can say that those two running backs that he had in Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, are more talented than Swift, Manungai, and whomever else they are giving the football to this year. But we know how seriously Ben Johnson takes this. He told us that he has spent more time in the running back's room or working on the running game than he has the passing game. That says everything you need to know. It is one of his specialties. It is one of the things in which Ben Johnson majors. So I do think that that can be sustainable. 100 yards every week from DeAndre Swift? No, but something that I think they are onto something.
The Bears leading the league in takeaways with 16, two clear of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Leading the league in interceptions, one clear of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have 11, and they also have 5 fumble recoveries as well. But more importantly, they lead the league in turnover differential, and they're +3 in that category because they're +11 as a team. And that is the thing. If you could stay at the top of turnover differential, you're good to go.
Number three.
Third question here in 5 on it. Rahimi Harrison Grody, Layla is out today. Third question. Oh, God.
Number three.
Will the Bears be back in last place in the division this season?
Oh, my God. I think that was my reaction when the question was brought up as we were sifting through some of these things with the Bears. Boy, oh boy, will the Bears? I'm looking at the stand. I had to like refresh the standings here one more time because right now the Minnesota Vikings are the team that is living in last place in the North. They are 3-3. The Bears are in third at 4-2, having won four in a row. Sorry, I'm trying to kill time trying to come up with my answer here. The answer is no. The answer is no. You want to know why? I don't think that Minnesota is going to get bad this year because it feels like the Vikings never get bad. I do not trust the Minnesota Vikings to be really good, though, this year, and I think the Bears stay out of last place. But like, it's not the worst thing in the world to be in last place in this division because everybody is 500 or above right now, so it's not as devastating as it sounds. But I'll go no. I'll say no because of Minnesota. I don't trust Minnesota to be good.
Let me tell you about Minnesota's schedule upcoming, and this is why the answer is indeed no.
Oh, good.
Brody.
Look at us agreeing on everything today.
Next up, at the Chargers. Next up, at the Lions. Next up, home against what should be a relatively healthy Ravens team.
Mm.
And then after that, they've got the Bears at home. So take that. If the Bears just win, you know, half their games between now and the time, if they go 2-1, let's say, between now and the game with the Vikings, the Bears should be in position to beat Minnesota and make sure that there are a couple of games behind them.
Five on an addendum. Addendum. Are the Bears going to beat Baltimore?
Oh, it's too early for that.
Robbie?
It's too early for that.
No.
It's Ray?
It's too early.
Too early is an acceptable answer, by the way.
I think I have to say no, but I want to be wrong.
At the very moment, the Ravens are favored by 6.5.
Okay.
Coming off the bye.
Coming off the
bye. Lamar Jackson supposedly healthy. We're going to find out truths about the Bears' defense. Can you take it away? Can you stop the run for real? King Henry coming at you? So maybe, but so, it's too early.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but I'm going to say some numbers and you try to like tell me what I'm saying. 3-3, 4-2, 3-3-1, 2-5, 3-4, 1-6. What are those numbers?
Those sound like records of the teams that the Bears have beaten.
Correct. Ooh, yeah. So there's only one team over 500 right now that the Bears have beaten or have played, and that was the Lions that they lost to. So
it wasn't close either.
Yes. So I want to not yuck everyone's yum. I'm happy they are on a four-game winning streak, but have they played the best competition yet? No.
Also, the Ravens are 1-5, so they're going to continue that trend whether they win or lose.
Number four.
Switching over to baseball. Would the Cubs have been swept by the Dodgers like the Brewers were?
Unfortunately, yes. And here's why. Because one team has Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Those are three future Hall of Famers I just mentioned that are in the Dodgers lineup. And the other team, I don't see a Hall of Famer. Also, Shohei Ohtani pitches. Also, did you see how deep the starters went in games 1 and 2 for the Dodgers? And the Cubs would have been kind of in the same formation that the Brewers were. We're like, all right, we're going to throw an opener. We're going to try to offset. Meanwhile, what the Dodgers were able to do off the top and needing one inning of relief in their first two games, Cade Horton, let's say he goes out there and pitches zeros. How long can Cade Horton pitch zeros? Probably
into
at most.
The fifth.
Well, no, I was going to say into the seventh if everything's
really?
Going as
no,
well.
You were going so well there.
No, listen. If everything is going spectacularly well.
I mean, you're talking about absolute tippy top best case scenario stuff here.
Yes.
Like coming off the injury, you really think he would have gotten into the seventh inning? No,
but that's
sir.
My point. That's my point, Grody, is even at his absolute best, nah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he wasn't going to go into the eighth or the ninth inning. He wasn't probably going to go into the seventh or maybe probably not the sixth inning.
Yeah.
If you got five shutout innings from Cade Horton, he's probably getting pulled because it's his first outing in a while. So, yeah, I think the idea that the Cubs would have done any better than the Brewers is a fool's errand.
Cubs starting staff, I agree with you. Cubs starting staff was out of gas. You know, like your guy showed at Imanaga, like non-factor.
He wasn't going to get a start if I was in charge of the rotation in an NLCS.
He may not have gotten a start. I mean, the Cubs had a chance, opportunity to start him in Game 5 against the Brewers, and they finally came to their senses and said, no, we just can't do this anymore. You know, we're going to go with an opener. Matthew Boyd became unpredictable. You know what I mean? Like, he just did. Like, I know there was some good in there, but he was clearly running out of gas. Now, you had superhero Jameson Taillon, who was very good, and I won't build a case on Jameson Taillon, but it felt like you were like a lot of different aspects of your team were just running out of gas. And guess what else? You know, just in the spirit of the question, would the Cubs have been swept as well by the Dodgers like Milwaukee? Milwaukee better than the Cubs. So, like, just simply by that, the Milwaukee Brewers have more ways to beat the Dodgers at this point than the Cubs would have. So I don't think it would have been any better for the Cubs.
The Brewers didn't score more than a run in any single of the four games. I want you to really understand that. They scored one run in each of the four games.
They might have been running out of gas themselves.
Cubs soften them up. You know, it's like when somebody hands you, hey, can you loosen this for me? And they just give it a little turn. It's like, oh, I got it. It's like, yeah, I'll loosen that up for you.
Well, you know what? That's a great analogy, but also I do think of it like that was such a huge monumental inflection point for that organization to not only win a playoff series, which has been a problem for Milwaukee during their winning window, and then to do it against the big bad Cubs who had been chanting their pitcher's name, you know, in the game before. Like, that was exhausting for them. There had to be a little bit of human nature, again, kick in once they played the Dodgers and they look at it. We beat our big foe in the Cubs and they didn't get past the next. That scares me, though, for next year for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Number five.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
So beautiful. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful tree. You're like a big weeping willow tree. Just beautiful.
It's five on it at 670 to score. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris. Two-part question for number five. Are the Blue Jays going to the World Series? And I got two words for you. Shohei Ohtani, your thoughts.
Oh, my God. Glad he came up. You go ahead, Marshall.
No, like, let's start with Shohei, right?
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani, in this playoffs, up until the point in which we saw him in Game 4, was not having a good postseason. I cannot be more clear about what was going with Shohei Ohtani and the fact that his postseason was off. To that point, do you know how many hits Shohei Ohtani had in the postseason? He had six. We were like, okay, six hits in the postseason. Those are that's a number of hits.
And
the problem was he had six hits in 44 at bats. That's not good, right?
Right.
And then in one game, he had half that many hits and he had three home runs.
Forgiven.
In four at bats. Oh, he also threw six innings of shutout ball.
What?
In which he struck out 10.
What?
So he was batting 158 in the postseason until Game 4. And it was like, oh, well, they're winning. And despite Shohei struggling a little bit, it's like, let me remind you what I do. Three bombs in a pivotal clinching game? What? And you know what sums it up the worst is that the Dodgers were 8-1 in the games before Shohei did that. So they were saying, without Shohei Ohtani, this is what we are capable of. We will sweep the Reds in the wild card series. We will then win three out of four games against the Philadelphia Phillies, our biggest challenger in this National League. And then we'll just sweep the Milwaukee Brewers. And not only will Shohei provide all the power, but it'll also be like our first three pitchers who shut down the Brewers offense.
I mean, I remember it was, I think, 2 years ago now where I started to hear some of the big baseball writers like Ken Rosenthal and whatnot, and I can't believe it as well. I think said something to this effect, and that is that Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time, and that kind of hit me because most of us are at an age where, like, somebody like Babe Ruth, who none of us really saw play, is just like this mythical creature who was the greatest baseball machine of all time. And you could talk about your Hank Aarons and your Willie Mayses and these guys that are just larger than life and don't even seem real. So when I first heard that, it was like, wait a minute, take it easy with the hyperbole. Shohei Ohtani might be the greatest baseball player of all time.
Oh, you're still at a might.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. It feels weird coming out of my mouth.
Is it because he's still playing that it's hard to say that?
I guess. And because of what I just said, too. Like, I need to get past the mythical creatures of baseball's past.
But you understand, he's quite literally putting up Ruthian numbers.
No doubt about it. And he is, he's pitching too. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. Mariners, Blue Jays, you got a Shane Bieber situation?
Who you got?
This is going to be who do I want. It's not going to be who do I got.
Who do you want?
Because guess what? I like both of these teams because neither are offensive to the teams that we cover, really.
And
I mean, I guess
the
to
Yankees,
the White Sox.
Who were your original prediction?
Yeah. Like they're both cool cities. Seattle. Actually, I've never been to Seattle.
Seattle's
in
cool.
All of my travels, I've never been to Seattle. Pandemic messed me up. Blue Jays, I love Toronto. You know what? I'm going to go with the Blue Jays just because of all the juniors that are on that team. All the juniors, all the children of the big-time players. So I want the Blue Jays to advance into the World Series. Although the Mariners have never been, right? They've never even been in a World Series, let alone won a World Series.
Right. They'd be first-time participants long before
Blue Jays. Blue Jays.
You're taking the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays.
Shane Bieber. You know who could have had the Shane Bieber?
Who?
The Cubs.
Yeah, well,
they didn't trade for him.
He's not the Shane Bieber of the past, though.
Guess what? Yeah. Shane Bieber wouldn't have helped them against the Dodgers, at least not win the series. I'm very convinced.
Can't even believe it.
So I'm going with the Mariners because that was my original pick to get to the World Series, and I also have money riding on them. So we'll go with the Mariners tonight. George Kirby, do your best. Do your best.
I think it's that he adds the even in that. I can't even believe it.
Can't even believe it.
If I need a laugh out of you, I'm just going to play that every time.
You know what?
It gets me too.
Are you highly susceptible?
I am.
Can't even believe it.
It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Lails has the day off today. Coming up next, let's talk more about the Bears' running game and also bring up a question that guy, the tree, brought up backstage. Is Kyle Manunn guy the Bears' best draft pick in their class this year?
Ruh-roh.
Oh, my Manunn guy. It's coming up next on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Foot.
Wants to throw downfield. He's got Shaheed out there, and instead it's intercepted by Kevin Byard. His fourth pick of the year.
Man, the ball's been on our mind. I don't know, Al's some type of character from the Bible, something he's been prophesizing. He said before the game last night, I asked him what's the quote, he said four. And we got four again.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, inside the
locker room.
I was in that group of reporters talking to Kevin Byard right there, Marshall, and I was like, oh, we're prophesizing?
Al Harris, a character straight out of the Bible, is what Kevin Byard said? Yes. Did I hear that right?
He did. Those are the kinds of things that you hear inside the locker room, as I was yesterday during that Bears 26-14
win. Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
26-14 win over the Saints. Oh, there's a whole Grody's greatest hits for sure from my time in the locker room. The more you spend time you spend in this business, the more times you're in locker rooms, and I'm in a lot of locker rooms, you're going to ask a lot of questions and get a lot of answers, good and bad, for sure. By the way, we're pulling an audible here on Rahimi Harrison Grody. I had teased that we were going to talk about the running game and if Kyle Manungai is the Bears' best draft choice so far this year. We will do that in 15 minutes. We realized we needed a little bit of extra time to take you into the locker room. So without further ado, let us do that. Starting with, you just heard Byard. How about Kyler Gordon? Felt like he was having an all-over-the-place day yesterday in the good way. He had a sack and four tackles, and here's the line of questioning for Kyler.
It looked like you guys were having a blast out there on defense. Is that an accurate way?
Yeah, so much fun, definitely.
Why?
I think we're just all making plays, having fun, doing our job. I think my favorite specifically was what I got a sack, then Brisk got a sack, TJ got a PBU, then Brisk got another sack. Like, it was just going, flowing, and you know, we're just trying to keep building on that momentum and keep going crazy.
That's what you guys are waiting for, right? Get your shot at the QB.
Yeah, definitely. Always, every time.
There was the play, the personal foul call. I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but what did you see on there? What happened? What did you do?
I used my shoulder, blew him up, did my job, and they didn't like it. I don't know what to say, but, I mean, you can review the film. Yes, hopefully I don't get fined. I'm not trying to get fined, but I think I did the right thing, but we'll review it.
Well, and I thought, Marshall, that Anthony Heron did a pretty good job describing. He left his feet, so that's just not a good look for Kyler Gordon. I mean, it did feel very incidental, but when you leave your feet, you're going to get pinned.
Yeah, he was a human projectile out there. You know, in college, you'd be missing, you know, half the game and the first half of the next game, I guess. But listen, what he did and what this entire defense did as a unit, that's the best they've looked all season, point blank.
No doubt. No doubt. And he talked about the sequence about which I spoke earlier, and that's the Kyler Gordon sack, the Brisker sack, the T.J. Edwards PBU, as he said, and then the Nashawn Wright pick leading to the Swift touchdown. I can't get enough of that. So KG and I are on the same page. That's right. I called him KG, Kyler Gordon. There's a lot of KGs around. I mean, there's the main KG who played for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Anything is possible!
But there's also a KG right here in this town, and his name is Kendall Gill, and he played for the Flying Illini. So the original KG is that KG. Let me take you back into the locker room, if I may.
Never left.
Never left. We're still in here. We're still hanging out. Tremaine Edmonds. All right. I brought up something to him that was a wacky moment by the Saints, which we have not even touched on yet. Here's Tremaine.
What did you think of the illegal forward pass by the Saints when it happened?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, when we threw the challenge, I'm like, that's a good call, coach, because I don't know about this one. But, I mean, that was a great, you know what I mean, scheme that play that they had. You know what I mean? Let's give them credit for it. That's a good play. But at the end of the day, it went to our favor, and you know what I mean? I'm happy about that.
You saw it on the video board. Did you think it was going to be good?
I did. I thought I don't know about this one, man. They could go 50-50, but they made the right call, so I'm happy.
You had a sack, and the interception's great, but the sack in the third quarter when they were starting to make their play to come back, did that feel almost as big for you, that sack?
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, coach called my number. I was able to make a play, and You know what I mean? Just get a team a little bit of momentum for sure.
Yeah, that sack was in the third quarter. The Bears are up 23-14. It still felt like, while I never thought the Bears were in doubt of losing or winning the game, I did feel like they needed one more good stop, one more good score, both of which they got.
I think the feeling was that you wanted more. And this goes back to that whole greedy aspect of it. Yeah, you're up 20-0, but can you, A, score more when you get into the red zone? B, can you find a way to pitch a shutout? Is that possible? And we got very abrupt answers to those questions over the course of, you know, the beginning of the third quarter, the end of the second quarter. And it was just like, all right, well, now just hold on to win the game.
Yeah, it's hard to do pitching a shutout in this here NFL. I did not think that would happen. But just to put the foot on the gas just one more time on defense, one more time on offense. And obviously they did even more on offense and defense. But I just love the way he's playing. Like nobody expected him. At least I didn't expect him to be as good as Roquan Smith. He's not as good as Roquan Smith. He'll never be as good as Roquan Smith. But I didn't feel like you were getting representative Tremaine Edmonds. I mean, you talk to people in Buffalo, which I have, and when I described the way that he had been playing, the people in Buffalo say, that sounds like Tremaine Edmonds. So it's not like he was perfect in Buffalo. Like, he'd go away some, but he might be playing some of his best football this year for the Bears.
No, I think you have to look at what Dennis Allen's been able to do, again, with these chess pieces, specifically the linebacker, because we didn't know what was going to happen when Dennis Allen got hired, whether it would be Tremaine or TJ Edwards at the mic versus the Will.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they seem to have sorted that out beautifully.
Great call.
Even in TJ Edwards' absence, the adjustment that Dennis Allen was able to make with how he used Noah Sewell and then deciding who's going to be where. And you see it benefiting both players because they both seem to be, at least this past week, more so than the Commanders, where the threat of Jaden Daniels' speed is a little different. But this past week, when it was just standard operating procedure, they made it look real standard that the Saints got nothing.
Yeah, and they acted accordingly with this quarterback. It's not like throughout the week we hyped up Spencer Rattler. We talked about his tendency to check down. Now, he burned the Bears at the end of the first half and the Olave thing, but that was about it.
No, I think when given the opportunity to scheme for a guy who does check down, they did the right thing, and you take the risk that when you try to keep it in front of you with that front seven the way that they did, in terms of, okay, we'll allow this, but we're going to also play it extra tight, that leaves the back door open. And the problem was Spencer Rattler's not good enough to, you know, come through the back door more than like once or twice a game. And because the Bears were up 20-0, at that point, pin your ears back and go get him.
The last man from whom I would like you to hear in the locker room for right now is the Bears rookie left tackle, Theo Benedet. He had a rough one. He compliments the defense.
You're right. I think we realized that the defense really, you know, helped deliver a winning performance today and helped kind of cover up some of the mistakes we made on offense, myself included, for sure.
What specifically? Because you've mentioned it twice now, that wasn't your best game.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt like I probably didn't play winning football today. You know, mental mistakes, penalties, not what I wanted.
That really grinds on you, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. At least we came out with a win, and credit to all the other guys for, you know, picking up the slack.
What do you think about DeAndre Swift's game? Why has he been so good the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, he's just so explosive that, you know, all you got to do is give him a crease, and that's the thing. We started to do that the last 2 weeks, and he's hitting them. And so it's exciting to watch him run and watch some of those runs pop.
I love that. Give him a crease, and he's going to take it. Like, it's really been in concert the last couple of weeks in that regard. Like, you go back and watch it, it is that. You got that little bit of space, and you could tell that Eric Bieniemy, the running back coach, and probably Ben Johnson right up in there as well, hit that. And the times that I've talked to DeAndre Swift, I think he takes a little offense when I've asked him, are you hitting the hole harder? Because his answer is, I've always hit the hole hard. That's what she said. So I think that in this case, what? Though, you can see that both parties are working well together.
let me just let that wash over me. That particular use of that.
It's not my fault I'm watching The Office, okay?
But usually when you say that's what he said or that's what she said, you're responding to someone else saying something. You said the thing and then came back and backed it up with your own. That's what she said. That's what makes it, I don't know, a little bit egregious.
I like to think of myself as next level, just in lots of ways, Marshall. Next level. I bring you the next level.
It's good to know how the inside of your head works if you say things to yourself and then say them again to yourself.
I think we know Mark Mark Grody has multiple voices in his head.
I do. There's no doubt about it. I have been told that by professionals as well. The goal is, as my psychologist says, you just got to continue to channel that properly. Just keep channeling that stuff that is in your brain. Make sure it's channeled properly. And that's what I do.
Bears.
Well, I'll say this. The crease thing is absolutely on point. Let's be honest. He's getting bigger creases now than he was ever getting if you go back to the first couple of weeks of the season, DeAndre Swift. Or even if you go back to last year. If you go back to, this is DeAndre Swift getting used in optimal fashion. I expect nothing less from Ben Johnson. And it's not just him. When I saw what Roschon Johnson did with his one carry yesterday, I was like, oh, look, Roschon Johnson. And there's a hole for him to go through. He went through the hole. He hit it hard.
You never know. Oh, nice. Hey, I love this Roschon thing we got going on. You never know when it's coming. He's going to get that one run, and he's going to bust it. Last week, 6 yards. This week, what was it, 10 yards?
11.
It was just one run, right?
One carry for 11
yards. You never know when Roschon's run is coming.
He's got the special cap, the Guardian cap. He's got the special cap and the special run every week. You never know when it's coming.
Yeah, he's got the Guardian cap.
Can I give you a stat?
I will ask Ben Johnson this week during the pressers, what are you thinking about for Roschon's run this week?
Listen, Roschon Johnson has played in 5 games. Roschon Johnson has carried the ball twice. Roschon Johnson is averaging 8.5 yards per carry.
That's like, just as a standalone.
Yeah,
if national media like saw that without the nuance, well, this guy Roschon's averaging 8.5 yards. Why aren't they using this guy?
Why isn't he getting more carries? Notice, he didn't get any usage until they had figured out the running game.
Put your players in a position to succeed. Ben Johnson has unlocked Roschon Johnson.
As I told you he would. Ben Johnson's going to unlock all of it. I told you, going back to that, we got to dig this up, but when he said, I like our running backs room. When he said that, I was like, oh, he knows something I don't know. This really is about the offensive line.
I thought he was just throwing BS out there, quite frankly, when
but
he said that.
Tell me about the BS that Ben Johnson's thrown this year.
No, I mean, like, you're right. There's
like,
not
give me other examples of BS from Ben Johnson.
Well, I thought it was BS or a little bit disingenuous when he was trying to downplay the Tyreek Stevenson stuff. I thought that was kind of BS, if you're really asking me the question.
Here's why I didn't. Yeah. Because Tyreek Stevenson was here last year. Ben Johnson wasn't. He was like, that ain't my problem.
But that was a big part of half the locker room that's still dealing with it. And like I said, it was pop culture. Everybody in the NFL had an opinion on it. People were laughing about it. Ben Johnson was probably laughing.
I think Ben Johnson came in here and set a tone that's back page fodder. I don't think, just like Dennis Allen talked about the same way about, or actually he didn't talk about it. That's what made it hilarious. He didn't talk about going up against the Saints team they had spent 15 years of his life with.
That's true.
I think Ben Johnson was like, that's not my problem. My problem is to get this team ready for this week against the Commanders. We're going to win the game. They won the game. Tyreek was fine.
Snapshot reaction to my, that's what she said.
What you got?
Just really quick. Text line's hilarious right now. 708, holy hell, Grody. 630, Mark and I said, that's what she said at the exact same time. 312, sorry, had to turn you off. Grody is obnoxious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to the 312.
He'll come back. Give it a second. Yeah, that's all right. I totally understand. When we return, let us talk more about the running backs and even bringing Kyle Manungai into the conversation. And is Kyle Manungai, your seventh rounder, is he going to be the most important and effective guy in the Bears draft class this year? Let's go through some of the rooks, see how they're doing, and see where they stack up on Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Monungai to the end zone. And there's his first NFL touchdown.
This offensive line is really starting to get into a groove with what Ben Johnson is teaching him in the run game.
All right. Welcome back into Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Kyle Monungai, 13 carries, 81 yards, had a touchdown. That is a 6.5 yards per carry average for him. And while he was at it, just for the hell of it, Kyle Monungai had two catches for 13 yards. He had the one-yard touchdown run to make it 20-zip Bears. He had other highlights. In the first quarter, he had a 14-yard run on a field goal drive for the Bears. He had one point in time, a 24-yard run. And you see the Monungai giving that little bit of extra effort out there. And guess what? If you're a seventh rounder, you better give that extra little bit of effort while you're on the field.
Grody, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where do you think the Bears rank in the NFL in rushing yards per game?
Rushing yards per game.
83.
I'll say 83rd. They are 83rd.
They're not 83rd.
No,
there are only 32 teams.
I honestly have no idea. I will say, I'll make a guess. The Bears are 16th in rushing yards per game.
And see, that's funny. Because 16 is like right middle of the pack, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you know, if they continue to improve, they can move up, maybe get to the top 10, right?
Uh-huh.
They're seventh in the league in rushing yards per game.
You wouldn't have thought it.
And that's
And
that's kind of the point. As Ben Johnson continues to sculpt this team, this offense, into what he wants.
Sculpt. I like that.
You're already seeing the benefit of explosive running offense behind this offensive line. Depending on who's back there, it doesn't really matter, because the creases, as they were, are huge. The holes have been big, and I can only see this thing climbing upwards if you look at what he's been able to do with this personnel.
And God, if like, we were just happy to see DeAndre Swift doing what he has been doing, and all of a sudden, oh, there could be a compliment to DeAndre Swift, who could have 81 yards to the 124 yards that DeAndre Swift had. I mean, that's pretty big stuff. And then it makes you look at the Bears draft class. I think this is a good chance to do that. Obviously, Kyle Manunga has not been perfect this year. He is coming on, but he's probably moving up on the power rankings of the rookies. Colston Loveland, who much is expected, being the number 10 overall pick, and it's fair to say that Tyler Warren has, what, about 350 receiving yards so far this year for the mighty Indianapolis Colts, who do have something good going on in general with that team. So it's not all, maybe if you put Colston there, that he would be better. But so far, Colston Loveland this year, 8 catches for 78 yards. We all know that's got to get better. We all know he's got to be a little bit more clean with his play and avoid some of the penalties.
So he's got penalties going on. Then you have Shamar Turner. We're just waiting for him to get more opportunities to pop because he missed some time. And then obviously Luther Burden. You see a little bit of him almost every week. He had a big 22-yard catch in this game.
Yeah, he's kind of like what we were talking about with Roschon Johnson. Oh, the Luther Burden play. There it is, the Burden play.
That's how it feels. In some weeks, that's more explosive than others, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then you keep going down the list, and there's guys who haven't even been out there because they're out for the season already. You go down the list of draft picks, and you're realizing when you get to the bottom, because let's be clear, a seventh-round pick, that's what Kyle Manunga was. And to echo kind of what Ben Johnson talked about earlier about, you know, liking his running backs room, maybe this is how they drew it up, that Kyle Manunga, they felt, was going to be good enough to be the backup to what they need. And we all called for, well, are they looking to trade market before the season started? Are they trying to pick somebody up?
Well, let's not even forget, and I know you weren't purposely leaving this out, they were trying to upgrade at running back in the draft. They weren't able to.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we all looked at it as like, we know you were targeting guys earlier and you were left with just this. Does it speak more to what Ben Johnson's doing with the offensive line with Dan Roschard, or does it speak more to this is the reality of running back in the NFL, is that you can go get a guy just like we saw Bill Kroski Merritt for the Commanders, another seventh round pick who the Bears were able to slow down a little bit 2 weeks ago. I have to go back and forth in my own head and understand that running back is that position where you can go get a guy. And if your scheme is good and your offensive line is good, that guy can be serviceable. What I saw from Manunga, though, was more than serviceable because he was carrying guys with him at times.
No doubt. No doubt. And he has, as I was talking about on the Take the North podcast with Dan Weider, who will join us at 1 o'clock, like, it's real improvement. It's real improvement from game one to this game, to the Bears' sixth game. You have seen progress from your rookie running back. You know, he's not running backwards anymore. Go forwards. That said, like, Colston Loveland has not been great so far this year, far from having given up on him. I'm still pretty excited about Luther Burden, to be honest with you, even though we haven't seen enough. Ozzie Trapillo, the other second-round pick, number 56 overall, really nice to have seen him get on the field so far.
It's a pillow.
that is correct. Believe it or not, I still feel good about him, just not this year.
Yeah, he feels like more of a depth piece this year, and they will slowly work him in perhaps next year into being the guy. And you look at him and you understand that Karan Amagaji exists and some of the other guys who are there and wondering what roles. It feels like out of the bye, we now know what everyone's role is going to be. Some might be slightly expanded in the back half of the season, such as a Colston Loveland or a Luther Burden III. But overall, you feel like you know what you have and you know what they're expected to do.
That's a great point. And, you know, they could say that to some degree with Shamar Turner, what they're doing with him, putting him on the edge more. He has not really made his splash yet, but give that time. And then there's the other guys. And it's all coin flip stuff, it feels like, after that Ruben Hippolyte. Zay Frazier, who obviously is not playing. He's in the locker room. I see Zay Frazier all the time. Luke Newman, who has not been playing, the offensive lineman out of Michigan State, very present in that locker room. And then Kyle Manunga at seventh overall. So, I mean, you got to hit on a few of these guys, and these are true. I know it sounds like a cop-out, but especially with the Colston Lovelands and the Luther Burdens and the Ozzie Trapillo, it's truly an incomplete right now. I still think there is, if we're going to stay with the Star Wars analogies, there is still good in those guys.
Well, Colston Loveland, just take yesterday, for example. He was on this field for 46 of the 69 snaps. That's a 67% percentage. That's a pretty high percentage for a tight end, knowing that you're going to be out there in 12 personnel sometimes.
Blocky to block.
Cole Kmet, meanwhile, was only on the field for 41% of the plays, just to give you that kind of understanding. Of course, Kmet got hurt a little bit banged up.
Yeah, he did leave the game.
So we'll see if those numbers continue. And Shamar Turner, 10 snaps out of the 56 on defense. That's 18%.
Okay, not a lot.
Are you good with that? I mean,
I'm okay with that because he's not ready yet, clearly. Okay. You know, he's more of a, I won't say project, but he needs more than what I had initially thought.
More seasoning.
I guess. Like, I thought there would be a bigger impact early, to be honest with you, with Shamar Turner, but he has been, obviously, he was out for a couple of games, as in coach's decision.
And then the other guy, Luther Burden III, we were just talking about, he was on the field for 19 of the 69 snaps. That's 28%.
Okay.
Does that feel right?
28%? I guess so. I mean, you want more. But I'm okay with that right now. Like I've said it a million times. I think I said this on the pod yesterday, too, or one of the days this week. He did not participate in the off-season program and then was eased in during training camp. He missed a lot. Like, so that hurt him, I think. But I do want him to get good because I want to be able to call him LB3.
It is, as most things are, this is going to be one of my themes now, work in progress. Understanding, not only is it a work in progress, it's a work in progress that still has 4 wins in 6 games.
No doubt about it. By the way, just so people know, the victory chicken has arrived. There's pandemonium in the hallways.
Tell me about the biscuits.
It is, my God, the biscuit is good. I'm like trying to control myself. I've eaten half the biscuit. I'm trying not to eat the rest, but I think that's going to be impossible here.
Yeah, you're going to eat the rest of the biscuit. As a biscuit connoisseur, Roost is in the 95th percentile of Chicago biscuits.
Wow, I believe that. It is delicious. The chicken is good, too, and it feels like victory. Let's keep the victory talk going, because coming up next, we will bring in my partner from the Take the North podcast, an episode which is up and running right now if you'd like to check it out. But Dan Wiederer of The Athletic joins us next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.